The new restrictions bring the total number of states included in the travel advisories to 16. New Yorkers who travel to those states will have to self-quarantine when they return. The governor also rescinded paid COVID-related sick leave for workers who travel to any of the high-virus states on vacation and then have to stay home when they come back. The states join 8 others, including Texas and Florida, and altogether represent nearly half of the nation's total population. All of the states had 10 or more people infected with the virus for every 100,000 residents over a 7-day average, or have a 10% or higher positivity rate. Meanwhile, the rate of the virus in New York State continues to be low. 13 people died on Monday, but that's down from a high of around 800 deaths per day at the height of the pandemic in the state. And the infection rate is around 1%, which means the rate is holding steady. The governor spoke on Spectrum News Channel, New York One.
The good news is our house is doing very well. Bad news is the neighbor's home is on fire.
The governor says New York went through 111 days of hell with thousands of deaths and economic shutdown, and he says he does not want to do the impossible again. Cuomo blames the federal government and the administration of President Donald Trump, who he says have lacked a plan and refused to admit that there's a problem.
The virus is raging all across the nation. And that's because we have a federal government that just missed this. They denied it from the first place. Let's be honest.
The governor also says he's deploying state police and state liquor authority agents to monitor outdoor eating and drinking at bars and restaurants in New York City to determine whether people are behaving safely and if indoor dining can be permitted. There have been numerous reports of crowds congregating outside some bars and restaurants. Cuomo says he'll decide Wednesday whether to allow indoor dining or not. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.